Welcome to Election Extra. It's a new program heard Monday to Friday at this time up until the February 11th general elections. I am Philip Amy. Good evening. We start this edition by taking you back to the night when the election bell was rung. The atmosphere was charged at the Westbury Primary School as members from all 30 branches of the Barbados Labour Party were in attendance, anticipating the election announcement. Prior to the Prime Minister's arrival, candidate for St. Michael's South East, Santier Bradshaw, spoke at length about the achievements made with roadworks as concerns rise island-wide about potholes and general maintenance. Ms. Bradshaw, who held a portfolio of transport and works prior to Parliament's dissolution, also pointed to the electric fleet of buses at the Transport Board as a major achievement, not just in Barbados, but regionally.
And I want Ralph Thorne to understand we didn't order pothole patching machines last week, because they take time to order and to procure. But I know he would not understand the process because he has never sat in a cabinet of Barbados, and he never will. That is a fact. We ordered the things because as a party we have planned. We understand that we got to maintain the roads, that we have to do things differently. We understand that it is not enough to tell people where your vehicle get dropped in a pothole and, well, is a transient inconvenience that you must experience. We have tried repeatedly from the Prime Minister back down because of her championing climate leadership to explain to this country and to the world that we are living in different times. And therefore, what may have obtained when Michael was minister cannot be the same basis upon which this administration addresses infrastructure, in particular road infrastructure. So I know to hold the belly when we bring 35 buses to add to the already existing fleet, which takes our electric bus fleet to 121 buses in this country. The largest in this part of the Western Hemisphere.
BLP's St. Michael's South East candidate Santier Bradshaw. Meantime, on the topic of the Transport Board, the pending divestment of the institution has generated discussion across several platforms. The Friends of Democracy, in their first meeting since the announcement of general elections, says they remain firm in their stance the state entity should never be privatized. Their candidate in St. James North, Stephanie Williams, who previously shadowed the Ministry of Transport and Works, said it was important the Transport Board is not privatized, while she also addressed issues of traffic congestion in sections of the parish.
Now, we know that congestion in Barbados is a problem. And even this evening, persons who would have been making their way here to this meeting would have had a problem with congestion. Congestion can be overwhelming. Congestion can be frustrating. However, the Friends of Democracy, we have a policy to help ease congestion. And what we are proposing is to bring a C-taxi policy. What this will do, you will see persons being able to traverse, obviously, on the water from Spikestown to Bridgetown, from Holtown to Oystens. You can go from Oystens to Bridgetown and vice versa. We can't tell persons what to do, but when persons make decisions about what they are going to do, they need to be mindful of the persons that it will affect. Now, when they study the disabled, and they study the elderly, and they study the school children, privatization of the Transport Board is not it. I believe that persons will be disadvantaged, and I believe that Transport Board should remain in the hands of the people.
Friends of Democracy candidate for St. James North, Stephanie Williams. On the side of the Democratic Labour Party, candidate for St. Michael's South Central, Richard Seeley, spoke at a spot meeting in St. Matthias and chastised government's record on labour and worker representation.
A ministry as important as labour, you have the Barbados Workers Union that has seemingly lost all of their teeth and their claws and everything. And they're not standing up for the workers either. And we had a situation in Barbados where even if you weren't a member of the BWU or any union, You still knew that with strong unions advocating on your behalf, that you would or you could always be assured that someone was fighting for you. I want to say to the workers tonight, don't worry about that Ministry of Labor that is not protecting you. Don't worry about the BWU that has lost its teeth. The Democratic Labor Party is not going to abandon the workers of this country. And we are working on several initiatives as well to make sure that they can continue to feed their families and to live in pride.
DLP's St. Michael's South Central candidate, Richard Seeley. This has been another edition of Election Extra, a new program heard Monday to Friday at this time up until the February 11th general elections. I'm Philippe Amy. Good evening.